Until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, joining me on the line is Michael Davison. He is the CPA Australia's Senior Policy Advisor on Superannuation. And he's talking about this article in the In the Black magazine, which, of course, is put out by CPA Australia and is Australia's highest circulating business magazine. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Mitchell. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, the article is all about how inheritance is changing because the old trend of all the money just going straight to the kids is maybe not the case now, and more people are choosing to spend up big in their years of retirement so that the funds don't just go straight to the kids. I mean, I've seen celebrities like Sting and that sort of thing saying that they don't want their kids to be, you know, that well off straight away overnight. Is that what we're seeing now, that more and more people are doing that?
Yeah, look, things have changed, life has changed. Like our grandparents' generation came through the Depression and lived quite frugally and tended to save for a rainy day, and then, you know, passed on an inheritance and the house to their children, so our parents, the baby boomers, and lifestyles have gone a bit more sophisticated, and so we're seeing this, you know, the current retiring generation are starting to live it up and spend it up, and are quite comfortable in spending the inheritance to the point where they've got a name, they've got an acronym, the Ski Club, the Ski Clubbers, the Spending the Kids' Inheritance Clubbers.
That's funny because I was telling the people on the breakfast show before this program started about it, and that was the first thing they said was ski. So it must be something known amongst baby boomers.
It must be. And I think they're a bit more comfortable. I mean, there's two factors. One, they are more comfortable spending the money, and they don't want to just retire and put their feet up and twiddle their thumbs. They're getting out there and living and travelling and going overseas and buying the Winnebago and all that sort of stuff. But they're also more comfortable in the fact that their kids nowadays have got their own superannuation and should have money in retirement to support themselves. So instead of having this need to pass the money on to the kids, they feel they can spend it quite safely, and they're doing it quite happily.
But musicians like Sting, I think, seem to be doing it because they don't want the kids to get all that money straight away, which they think could be more damaging. But from what you're saying, it sounds more like the baby boomers are saying that we want to enjoy the money and enjoy what we have built up rather than just passing it on to the kids.
Yeah, look, I think the two separate groups. I mean, for the average boomers, yeah, they're living it up, and it's not so much, and they want to keep living in retirement and not necessarily pass the money on. The mega rich and, you know, the successful business people or artists, the musicians, etc., who have, you know, lots and lots of money, don't just want to give it to the kids. They want that. They've most of those, you know, people like, you know, Sting, etc., have started from nothing and built themselves up. They don't want their kids to be born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They want them to start from nothing and live and learn from their mistakes and learn from their life experiences, not just expect to be handed money.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of merit in that. And I guess superannuation, as you said, has really changed things a lot, because I think, was it about 1997 or something when superannuation as we know it today came in?
Yeah, so the compulsory super started in 92, right. And then it's been 9% since 2002 and going up to 12% in 2025. So someone who starts work today, so if your kids start work today, they'll have their super will give them almost full replacement. So they can expect the same income they're getting now in retirement. So they don't necessarily need that family support that we've seen in past generations.
Yeah, but in past generations, I suppose that money has been invested, has it? Or they've sort of been frugal with it, whereas in today's generation, where it's all about living for the now and credit cards and that type of thing, would we see the money, you know, just thrown away, I guess?
There is a risk, particularly a trend we're seeing with the boomer generation and the top end of the Gen Xers are people are taking on increasing debt. With the view that they can use their super when they retire to pay off the debts, not even saving their super for living in retirement. They're using their super to pay off the lifestyle they've already lived. So it's a worrying trend. We're not quite sure where it's going to go, but it is an issue.
But just on super, we're seeing more and more people retire with more and more super.
Yep.
Can people realistically live off the government pension, or do they need the superannuation to support them throughout retirement?
Oh, look, the age pension, I think it's about $22,000 for an individual and about $30,000 for a couple a year. It will hold you above, subsistence, above the poverty line. But the Australian Association of Super Funds do annual research and have an index of of how much you need to live modestly and comfortably in retirement. They're saying you need sort of close to $60,000 as a couple to have a comfortable lifestyle in retirement. So the age pension by itself won't give you that. You need to save over and above the age pension.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you live. That would be one of the factors in terms of the costs involved. But yeah, the age pension, possibly not enough. And I guess the obvious question is, with the aging population, is that pension going to be around in its current form forever, or are we going to see it sort of slowly deplete in real terms over time?
Two questions there. Look, the age pension will always be around. I mean, the age pension is... We have what we call a three pillars superannuation system in Australia. So we've got the age pension, we've got compulsory super and voluntary savings. The age pension is the safety net for those people who can't save or can't save adequately through other means. So it'll always be there. Who can access it might change over time. As our super builds up, become more self-sufficient, there should be less people who can access it. But it'll always be there. The second question about whether it's adequate or not is a real one, because the current government has proposed they're going to change the indexing of the age pension from linking it to wages to linking it to cost of living. So in real terms, the value of the age pension will start going down over time.
Well, that was, I guess it's always going to be there, but I imagine they might change the indexation of it even further in the future. And you know, they might even lift up the retirement age to the point where you might need to have superannuation.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is the access age to the pension was set at 65 when, like 100 years ago, when our life expectancy was 55. So if you got 65, it's a bonus. Life expectancy is now over 80, like it's around 80 for a male and 84 or so for a female. So to be able to access the age pension at 65 or 67 as it's going up to, there's still a lot of years in retirement or a lot of years where you could still be working and earning income. So I think over time we will see the age pension age go up, but it's, you know, we're talking, you know, something that's, you know, 20 years away. It's something that's going to impact the next generation, not today's retirees.
Is there merit for baby boomers to sort of pass money on to their kids in form of an inheritance, or do they just see that as wasted money that they could have spent?
Well, I guess it depends on your personal circumstances. It's always not, you know, we've grown up as a nation culturally that you tend to pass the money on to the kids, so we're seeing a shift away from that. Depends on personal circumstances and whether you think your kids need the hand up. I mean, we're seeing all the examples from the celebrities and the successful business people who don't want to pass the money on to their kids because they want the kids to make their own way. So it depends on personal circumstances. I mean, if you do want to pass inheritance on, then it's very important that you get your estate planning right and have proper wills in place. Talk to a lawyer so you can protect and control how that inheritance does get passed on. The days of the post office will, where you just go and buy one out of a box and write it up yourself, are probably gone because life is so complicated nowadays. We need to do something a bit more sophisticated. But yeah, if you want to protect and control how your money does get passed on, then good idea to have a chat to seek some legal advice.
And I guess last sort of question, if you were going through the situation of being your average baby boomer, what would you do? Would you ski, or would you give all the money to the kids?
Oh, look, I'd be living it up, seriously. Yep. I the biggest thing we're seeing nowadays is there's two groups, one who are living it up and the other group that are trying to not save the money to pass it on to the kids, but trying to make their money last. I don't know how long they're going to live. And so you end up with a lesser lifestyle than you could otherwise been enjoying. I mean, you don't work all those years to then sit around and do nothing.
But it is a tough question, I suppose. Like, yes. How do you know what's around the corner? And how long do you expect to live? And, yeah, do you spend it all now and then have to rely on the age pension? So, yeah, it's really difficult, isn't it?
It is. And it's really... You want to live it up and you want to enjoy retirement and get the most out of it, but you want your money to last. So you really, even though you're living up on what you've got, it's good to put, yeah, go back to our previous generations, you know, put a little bit away for a rainy day, so put a little bit away for when you hit 90.
Yep.
We won't always be living it up. We'll have to slow down one day.
That's right. Hopefully not today, though. Thank you so much, Michael.
Great. Thanks, Mitchell.
I appreciate it very much. Michael Davison there, the CPA Australia's Senior Policy Advisor on Superannuation. He's talking about that article in the Black magazine, which, of course, is Australia's highest circulating business magazine. But it was looking at celebrities like Sting. That was one of the examples, actually. And he was, I remember he recently came out and said that he didn't want his kids to just get all the money for free. He wanted them to work for it. So I think he's giving most of his money to a charity or something like that. So it's really changing. And he's right, though, about more and more sort of baby boomers getting out there, going on holidays. And I couldn't believe it when he mentioned ski, and that was the first thing that Fred said this morning from breakfast when we mentioned this topic. For more stories from In the Black, you can head to intheblack.com. It's their online website, and it's got all sorts of stories like that to do with planning and lifestyle. So it's a really good website. I'd suggest that you check it out.